Hey, it's Emmy Mac here with your hard and heavy headlines. And hey, I hope you're ready for new Slipknot. Yes, maggots, Corey Taylor and co. have revealed they've started working on their next album. We've got so much new music this week. AC/DC's new album, Power Up, is out. And we've also got a new track from another group of Aussie rock legends. I'm talking about Powderfinger. It's called Daybreak, and it's the second song from their forthcoming album of unreleased tracks. Here's a taste. Hey, so Dave Grohl's teaming up with 10-year-old musical prodigy Nandi Bushnell. Yeah, in case you missed it, they've been spending the pandemic challenging each other to a bunch of drum battles on YouTube and even writing songs for each other. It's all been very wholesome. And yeah, now they're apparently going to write a song together and play a show together. It's hard to believe it's been 5 years since terrorists attacked that Eagles of Death Metal show in Paris and killed 90 people. But 5 years on, Queens of the Stone Age are actually paying tribute to the victims. They've announced a special live stream concert event. It's happening this weekend. And previously unseen footage from their 2018 gig at Tasmania's Mona Foma will be streaming on their YouTube channel. It's happening around 4 a.m. AEDT on Saturday. And it's raising money for a number of victims' charities. And it turns out Black Sabbath's Geezer Butler isn't a big fan of rapper Cardi B. Yeah, he's weighed in on her chart-topping hit with Megan Thee Stallion, WAP. You've probably heard it. It's been everywhere. Yeah, and not too crash hot on it. He's called it disgusting. That's it for now. Keep up to date and get your hard and heavy news on demand via the Triple M app.